Again, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Let us start from the bottom line. The Sanya Hamaitzi Tfilin. We went in a Baraisa Hamaitzi Tfilin Machnison Zug Zug. Echot Ha'ish Ve'echot Ha'isha Echot Chadoshais Ve'echot Yishonais Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Meir holds there's no difference between Chadoshais and Yishonais. So Rashi says, Echot Chadoshe, She'ein Odom Teireach. That means, if this would have been a Kameyem, a person would never be Matriach himself to make it, it should look like Tfilin with Dalet Batim and Ashin. So, if it looks like Tfilin, Mistome, it is Tfilin and the Zachi of Hatzolah. That's what Rameyah holds. And according to Rameyah, if a person will find Chutei Tcheilis, which are nifsak, so we also can assume that this is kosher etzitzis. Rabbi Yehuda oiser b'chadoshes umater b'yishonis. Rabbi Yehuda asers chadoshes. So he doesn't hold the svore of ein odam tereyach, and he holds could be it is a kameya, and the person was tereyach himself. Alme mar sovar torach inish, that a person could be tereach even though the halacha is in mechayiv, even though it's not so important. Omar sovar loy torach inish, and therefore I can assume that they are tefillin. Let us just have a little picture what the inyan of chadoshes and yeshon is. Let us see the bottom Taisvis. V'chi odom teireach laseis kameya kemin tefillin. This was the raya from Rove, that since we are chayish by chadoshes, maybe they are kameya, so we see that odom teireach laseis kameya kemin tefillin. Hashte loimasik adaitai taima de mikushoreis ve'ein mikushorim de besamuch. The Gemara now did not understand that the difference between chadoshes and yeshones means, that we'll see later, that yeshones means that the kesher of tefillin was made, and chadoshes means that the kesher was not made, and then we'll see later there's a whole new mahalach how to understand what the machlokes is. But we're not up to there yet. V'salke daitoch, the Gemara held now, the Tarvayu ein mikushores. The Gemara at the present time understood pshat in the Mishnah, amoitzi tefillin, machnisan zug zug. We're speaking about, we're differentiating between chadoshes and yeshones. It is speaking about the Tarvayu ein mikushores. The ritzuis are not mikusha. Elo shebi yeshones nika roishem akesher shebehem. Yeshonais is nikar de kesher. That means that if these were a long time used for tefillin, so now it's untied. So now you have to study the ritzuis. You have to study the ritzuis. So by yeshonais, something that was used for tefillin for a long time. So even though there's no kesher, they were matter the kesher, but by studying the ritzua, nike reishem kesher shebem, so you can tell that there was once a kesher. So memele, if there was once a kesher, so this was ichet tefillin. Uba chadoshes, but chadoshes, it's new, ain't a nike, so I don't know what could be these word tefillin, and they made a kesher, but now, since this is chadoshes, you can't see if there was a kesher. The roishim is not nikar on the ritzua. V'chayshinan b'chadoshay shemo kameyoya. So by chadoshes, since I do not have proof that a kesher had been made, so I'm chayish, maybe there wasn't a kesher. I will be yeshonis ein lochesh l'kameya. But if it is yeshonis, and I see that there was a kesher, then ein lochesh lekameya, dim hoya kameya leyoise kesher. The kula hai vadai lehava ovid beiki ein tefillin. So Taisvis explains the sugya as follows. That be'emesin afilu there is a shaila. if Adam Tereyach, if Ein Adam Tereyach. That is only if a person, a Tirche, to make the Kameya in the Tzure of Tfilin with Batim, with Ashin. That's as far as the Machlaikis goes. The others held that for a Kameya also, the Parshas were the Parshas of Tfilin, so the Skula of the Kameya was that it should be in Batim Shel Tfilin. But Kshire is Zichen Aradin in the Kshire is at Aloch in Tfilin. No one who made a Kameya would make a Kesher Shel Tfilin. It was worn differently, so no one made a Kesher Shel Tfilin. So Memele Zazoy. So, if I can tell that there was a Kesher, so Memele Zazicha was Tfilin. If I cannot tell if there was a Kesher, it's Chadoshes. So there's no Reyes. It could be he can't tell the Kesher because it's Chadoshes. It was only one day. It was made L'shem Tfilin, it wasn't worn yet. So it's no Reyes that it's not Tfilin, but I don't have proof that it is Tfilin. So in then, Chadoshes, we have a Machloikis. Rameyer holds, you're not Chayish, that it is a Kameya. A person won't make a Kameya with batim shel tefillin, ein adam tereyach. So al kol chochetz tefillin, and Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be chayish. So Taisus had to say this whole shtick teire, because Taisus had a moira dike kasha. What is chadoshes, what is yeshonis? How does, the Marsha explains, if you're chayish for kameyas, or yeshonis, there can't be an old kameya. You only use new kameyas. So why, the Gemara is very sosum. Yeshonis you're not chayish, but kamei, chadoshis you're chayish. So therefore, Taisus had to fill in a whole Megillah over here, which is not Mabur in the Gemara. That by Yeshonis, you see the Roshim HaKesha. So if you see the Roshim HaKesha, so then there's no Shaila, it's Zichanara Kameya. By Chadoshis, there's no Roshim HaKesha, so here I don't have proof that it was tefillin, I don't have proof that it was not tefillin. So here there's a mokim listopic, maybe it was a kameya. So that is the machlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. Vim taimal, so that Taisus has a problem. If we will assume that this, the whole Mishnah is speaking about, that the Ritzuis amutoreis, given the ein mekushoreis, heich machnison, the Bishabis also Likshar, so how's Rameya Mata? Yeshonis, everyone is Mata. If we come to Katzah B'Devasa, how do you take in the Tvilin? There's no Kesher whatsoever. The Yeshloimer, the Salkid Baitor, the Beloik Shire Nami Havid Derech Malbush. The Gemara understood now that as long as Shabbos man Tvilin, so it's considered Derech Malbush, even though it's without Kshire. Yekairachet, without kshira. Inami oinva. Or second shatayse says, could be take, you need a kshira, but we'll make an anive, and an anive doesn't have a teiris kesher. An anive doesn't have a teiris kesher. So memele, so that's how you bring it in. So taisa has got into hot water now. Anive is a machlikis. We'll see later in the sugi, Rabbi Yehuda, anive is a shem kesher. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you take in Yeshonis? Taisus to an anive, not allowed to make an anive. So Taisus, the Salke Daitach, the Gemara held now, the Mistome Daitai Lahater Anive, Velase Shkshire Gemure, Bloihavi Shel Kayom. He says, the Gemara held now, that even though an anive is good, and you're allowed to make an anive, but Phil, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person wouldn't wear tefillin with an anive. If everyone else has a kesher, so he won't wear tefillin. So kolchok, this anive that is made is only l'shah. So it's not called a kesher shal kayoma. So memele, so even though it's kosher l'tefillin, but a person would zicha datoi lahatiroi meitzoi Shabbos. So memele, the oifen of halbosha is through anive, and it's mutafil according to Rabbi Yehuda. That was how the Gemara understood the machlokes of Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara weiter, but bahashte the tani avu de shmu, a goyis alfes yoshin is moichik parav Yitzchok. This is really very modern. If it's a buddhish, what's that a buddhish shmul bara? Who's the bar of Yitzchok? Shmul? That's a buddhish shmul. Abu is bar of Yitzchok. It's very modern. Akaponim alfes yoshin is moichik. So now it's good. Ashtet the toni abu de shmul. Eilu hein yishonik. Abu de shmul had a new beer in the machlokes of yishonis and chadoshis. Eilu hein yishonis, kol sheyesh bohem ritzuois umekushoris. Yishonis is not good the way we learned till now. Yishonis is good if you're makir the kesha. No. Yishonis means that they, the taich of Yishonis means that they were you. There's a kesha already. There was a, the kesha film was made. Chadoshes. Yesh bem ritzuos v'loy mekushos. Chadoshes is they have ritzuos but they're not mekusha. So now, if you need, so here it says like this. Yishonis is only good if it's mekusha. So we see that the maila of Yishonis, the maila of Yishonis is not because I know it's not a kemeya, because if I know it's not a kemeya, it doesn't have to be mekusha. The maila of Yishonis is because it is mekusha. In chadoshes, in the chesorin of chadoshes is because it's not mekusha. So the whole chesorin is mekusha, not mekusha. If that is the chesorin, so then the Gemara says, so then the machlokes is not a machlokes if you're choshes if it's a kameya. Because if it's, if the choshes it's kameya, you don't need mekusha. So the kuli alme, so the Gemara says now, everyone holds leitorach inish, that a person is not matriach to make a kameya betzures tefillin. So memele, there's no chash of kameya. So why is Yishonis is mutter? Because it's not, first of all, Yishonis is not chash of kameya, and it's mekusha. Chadoshes, we have a machloikes, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. So according to Rab Meir, the Lashon HaZov wants to say, the Gemara doesn't speak about Rab Meir either. According to Rab Meir, so the Lashon HaZov wants to say pshat, that Rab Meir holds, like Tosfos said before, that the first Teretz, the B'loi Kshir Anami Ave Derech Malbush. So therefore, Chadoshes is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only derech malbush if there's a kesha. So memele, so Yishonis, there's a kesha. And chadoshes, there's no kesha. So memele, so you have no oifen how to bring the tefillin in. You can't wear them. Frek de gemore vile anvinu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a kesha, so make an anive. Blanvinu ma'anev, make an anive. Omar Rav Hizde, amoyredike kasha. So from this kasha is oiskishpar, zois oimeres anive psule betvil. If the kasha is amoyredike kasha, let's make an anive. With the anive, we'll get away from the chilul Shabbos. It's oiskishpar, but it's not a kesha, anive psule betvil. And in order to be able to wear the tefillin, al kaponim, Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be derech levish, and it's only derech levish al yedei if it's kosher tefillin, then it's derech levish. That was Rav Chisda's teretz on the kasha of anive. Abaye Omar, Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei. No, the Omar anive kshire ma'al yesehi. Rabbi Yehuda, Abaye have bekiyas in Masechet Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda holds that anive is a kshira mal yisa. So memele, so that is why Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can make an anive. Rabbi Yehuda letaimei. So now for medayik, so now according to Abaye, it's a whole new picture already. He says, Abaye said the kasha is a good kasha, and anive should zicha help. No, Rabbi Yehuda letaimei, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you can make an anive. So now according to Abaye, I can say, that Rameya holds, Rameya is Choylik on Rabbi Yehuda, Rameya holds, you're allowed to make an anive. So now already, it's a different machlokes according to Abaye. According to Abaye, the machlokes will be, are you permitted to make an anive, or are you not permitted to make an anive? Zot Rashi. Vahashte detoni avua dishmu. Vahai chadoshes. Chadoshes means kshayesh behem ritzuis. Ve'einon mikishores, but they're not mikusher. Ken kesher shal tvilin ha'osi kimin oisiyas. They're not mikusher like the kesher shal tvilin that is made kimin oisiyas. That is the dalet of the shal roish. And the yud of the shalyat. V'chein hu kavu atomit. That is the chesorin of chadoshes, because it doesn't have the kishrei oisius which tefillin have. Havad Rashi is moise v'chein hu kavu atomit is not too clear. Alma in Bemison, that what Rashi speaks about, that the kesher is shel oisius, is also not too clear. Because the oisfer of Rashi is Alma time mishum kesher. So the whole reason you're not allowed to wear chadoshes is because you have to make a kesher. The kshira of malacha v'asa liksha b'shabes kesher shel kayom. So Bemison l'chayre, L'chayre, the whole in between, L'chayre, Nachman Hashem Rashi, they mention it here. L'chayre, should have said, V'ashtad etan yabu d'shmur, d'hai chadoshes, k'shesh ben mursus, v'ayna mikusharet. That the chesorin is because it's not mikusha, al metayme mishum kesheru. The k'shira av maloche, was liksha b'shabes kesher shal kayome. The patrashi to put in, it's osik min oishis, v'ayna kibutomit, it's not clear. Aber al kalponim, that is the time. So we say, the kula alma loy torach, the time of the chadoshes, lav mishum sofik kameyu. The time of chadoshes is not sofik kameyu. The time is that you have no way how to wear them. So the Gemara asks, so, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's that? You don't have a way how to wear them, make an anive. Rabbi Yehuda le time, eh? The peirik eiluk shorim. Chevel dli shenivsak kairech olav punde oipsikaya. You had a chevel dli that was nivsak, it split in half. So you take the two split ends, and you put one next to the other, and then you wrap around the two split ends punde oipsikaya ubilvad sheloya anvenu. But he should make sure he shouldn't make an anive to with these two split ends. Why? Because Yehuda holds, if you're going to make an anive, you're going to leave it there already. So it's a kesher shel kayome. So memela, therefore, you're not allowed to make an anive. Alme taime mishum dekshiru, v'chayov meleho mishum av meloch. So that was a biased teretz. So we have a machlokes Abaye and Rav Chisda, why an anive is not good according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Chisda, it is no good because it's posel tefillin, and according to Abaye, it's kosher tefillin. But it's also, you're not allowed to make it in Shabbos, according to Rav Yehuda. I Taisa said before, you can, this is mentioned before, Svora, you can make an anive, the mistome daitoi lahater anive velasis kshire gemure. So this says the salke daitoch, that there was such a Svora. But mistome Abaye, even though it's meiridik that everything is asayasimainik, but Abaye held if there was such a Svora that according to Rabbi Yehuda, An anive is a kesher shel kayome, but you can make an anive because it's dait mistom dait elahater anive vlasis kshira gmure. So Abaye did not answer the kasha. I mean, that mazog noisem einik. Abaye is chaylik on the svara, but it's very sosom. But Abaye holds that it's not stom dait to be mishanit v'lasish kesha goma. So therefore, that's why you cannot make an aniva according to Rav Yehuda. Let us see Tosfos. Amar Rav Chisda, zois aimeres aniva psula betfilin. Taimen. V'chilo yoda Rav Chisda del Rav Yehuda aniva kshirem al yasi k'dekama rabai. That's what. He says, Rav Chisda goes and boita yisot. We have a problem. Rav Yehuda says, Chadoshes is osir, so why is it osir? Is oiskishpal per aniva's posel. I mean, according to Rav Yehuda, you can't make an aniva. V'yeshloima, v'nechele l'ukmi, mas nisin da iseres pechadoshes kerabonin de Rav Yehuda. We have, besides this machloikis and the baraisa between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, we have a stam mishne. The stam mishne says only by yeshonis, not by chadoshes. So the Gemara held that it's mistava to say that the Stam Mishneh is going according to the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yudah. Not like Rabbi Yudah holds that Anive is a Kesha. Tamri Lav Shiru. So Memele, so that's the Kasha. The Kasha is an our Mishneh. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Why are Chadoshes also according to our Mishneh? Why are Chadoshes also according to our Mishneh? L'chayre, we hold Anive doesn't have a Teres Kasha. So Memele, so let's make an Anive. So the Gemara answers because Zaysay Meres, that's Rabchis the Teres Anive is Psula Betzvil. Inami, another pshat we can say in Rav Chisda, the Kosova afilu le Rav Yehuda shari anive. Despite the zelbe shtikteira, the stomi daite lahata, the lasis keshe goma b'chir, ki de perash dilel. So the Gemara knew that an anive is a keshe goma loit Rav Yehuda. Abo mistomi daite lahata. There's a gishmaki kashe from the kabe de kishayse, Estes, the Gemara's kasha is that we can avoid making a kasha shel kayoma. Because it's taitoi lahatel, so an anive should be muta. So he asks, but why is an osar al tikkun mone? If lemaise now it becomes kosher a tefillin, Taisus is only bothered out the problem of kosher. That is another problem of tikkun mone becomes now kosher at tefillin. Why doesn't anyone think about that? It should be yosar out tikkun mone. Emerson, the Minchas Chinuch says, the Minchas Chinuch speaks about if a person doesn't have tzitzis, the Minchas Chinuch Emerson, the Bir Aloche, asked kasher, person doesn't have tzitzis in Shabbos, he should put in tzitzis and bedas that he should be matar it mitzoy Shabbos. So the Minchas Chinuch says this teretz, by tzitzis will be yosar al tikkun mone. Well, kaponim eses l'chayef an ha-gemore, we see, it's modern attack, it's a beautiful teretz, why isn't it also al tikkun mone? Then, Bechlal, I don't understand the Taisvis says twice already this word, that the stome daitoi lahater velaseis kesher gomor b'choil. He says, the Gemara understood, he says, he found tefillin, and he'll make an aniva, but it's sicher the aniva won't remain, he's gonna make a kesher gomor. It's only Shabbos, or Sunday he'll make a kesher goma. I mean, who says he's going to wear the tefillin? I mean, this person had tefillin. He found a whole bunch of tefillin. Besoda b'makim shnevodim. I mean, who? He says we'll assume someone lost it. He says, and the Bailam will find it, and they'll find the Bailam the next day, and some of the Bailam will change all the ksharim. I mean, it seems that was a psadova poshet. That even if you won't wear tefillin, some must only be machers, and the Bailam will change. So it's a kids, it's a kasha, that's not aimed to remain. That was the Gemara's kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda.
according to Rav Chisda, that he should, makes an anive bedas lahatir. The Gemara answers, so you say meres, that an anive is posel litvila.
Abaya Omar, Rabbi Yehuda letaimei. So now Taisus, so Abaye said that the whole reason it is also according to Rabbi Yehuda is because Rabbi Yehuda letaime veramei deshori bechadoshes kesav v'dalav kshiru. He holds aniv is not a kshira, so memele, so therefore chadoshes amuta. B'teim, for Taisus, the boy he bereish elu kshorim im aniv leramei kshiru im la. Now, we have, according to Abaye, we have an often the raise that Rameya holds that Aniv is not Kshira. That's the only reason he's matter. By Marie, the Hosom, B'demahadik. So, he says, the Mashaz Meir, L'chayre, we could say that the time of Rameya is because he holds, like I said before, that you don't need the Balek Shira Nami Yavi Derech Malbish. But Tais was held up as that's not the Machlaikis. Rabbi Yehuda L'taimei, Vais Tais, everyone holds you need Kshira. And the Machlaikis is, are you allowed to make an Aniva in Shabbos? By Meri, the Hosam, but the Mahadik, the Mure in Shabbos has a Shaila, if you're allowed to make a Kesher, that's Dafkevitz Mahudik. If you're allowed to make an Aniva Loit Rameya, that's Dafkevitz Mahudik. And here we're speaking about Pahocher Beloy Mahadik. But here we're speaking about that it's not Mahudik. If it's not Mahudik and Aniva, that's not Mahudik, is Zichamut according to Rameya. Oktas Nire Dahaloche Kirab Yehuda. Da Aniva Kshirehi Midamasik Abaye, Drab Yehuda Letaime. It's the Abaye said, the only reason Chadoshes are also because Rabbi Yehuda letaime, because she can't make an aniva. Ustamas nisin also ke Rabbi Yehuda. And so we have a stam mishneh. This is like the first mahalach and taisus before. The we have a stam mishneh. So memela, so we have a stam mishneh chadoshes is also. The only reason is because aniva is a kesher. Miel Taisvin says, mi de porich stome de ashas bepshites vila anvi mehenet. The Gemara asked, make an anive. Mashme, so what's the kashe? Mashme dein aloche ki Rabbi Yehuda. So, kemen ish poishet zayn. And the Loshna Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda le taime. So, weiss toch ois, that lemais, we don't pasken like that. Period. Mikan oime Rabbeinu tam. So from our sugya, Rabbeinu Tam gezogt, is a raya, bein tzorech b'chol yoyim, lahate kesher tfilin, v'lachze v'likshar b'shor sheminich, kegoyin shoye oimer Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Kegoyin shoye oimer Rabbeinu Eliyahu. He says, each day you do not have to make a new kesher. Dim kein, chadosh is amayos, he says, ain't no chanami, abaya holds, we mentioned before, that svar of mistome, he'll change it from an aniva to a kesher, but there's no other svar, aniva is kosher, leave it like that. But if lahaloche, you have to each day make a new kesher, so it's never a kesher shalkayom. Dimkein chadosh is amayos, so why is it also, amayos, hoche mishum kshire, it's a raya, when you make it, it stays put. You're not mechuyev to be matter the kesher. Uma shehevi rabbeinu liyo ray midoma b'seif hakoy mitzra betfilin meimisay meboich aleim mishas hanoche at shas kshire. That was being the gears mishas kshire at shas hanoche. Lav haynu kshire mamish. La kshire hosam, the hosam haynu hiduk. It means the hiduk that's the kshira. K'may shulya kshira bevlad, which is not a loshon of a kesher, it's a loshon of mehudek, mechuba, v'chein kshira boi kekelem. Zog the Gemara weiter. So the Abaye was mevaya. What is pshat m'Rabbi Yehuda? Pshat m'Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, because anive is a kesher ma'al yisrael. Taima daniva kshira ma'al yasei. Vaista is the only reason it is also because it is a kesher. Ho lav hochi.
But if anive would not be a kesher, it's only blue. Paistois, then you could make an anive. Memes, and that is the svara of Rameya. Because Rameya holds it's not a kesher, so you're allowed to make an anive. Frek de gemore, vomer rav yude, bereid rav shmur bar shiles, mishmei de rav, kesher shel tvilen, aloche le moishe misinayu. Vyomer rav nachme v'noi veyen le bar. See in Rashi, in Tosfos what the kasha is, and for the gemore, the only bluhu ke ein kshira didu. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Holav hochi, but if Rab Yehuda would not hold that anive, here's a teiris kesha that anive kshirem al yase. So then one would make an anive, but me, we learned halacha l'mayisha misinayim. So Rashi has a new mahalach of it. So what is the kasha? Halacha l'mayisha misinayim, heich hu osui. There's a loch of the Moshe Misinai, how the kesher is made. She doime le dalet. That the kesher from the Roish is doime le dalet. Mistomets agra is the next word. Nazoi stay in Tais Vesarosh ube tefiloson in the bayis osui kemin shin. El ritzu ektane kvua behen veroish akofo vedoime le yud harei shakaim. V'noyehem oison heker ha'oisiyois. That's the noy of the tefillin. The noy of the tefillin is the sheen and the dalid and the yud. Yeah, oisay heker oisiyis lebal lechud. She'enom klapei ha'tefillin bein abatim. So this is going on the sheen. That the sheen is outside facing the avir. You could perhaps make the shin bein abatim, between the two batim. Ela keneged maris ha'ayin. No, the shin is keneged maris ha'ayin. But everyone should see it. Lefi shenema ben v'ro, the tanya rabbelezer, ha'god aloy me'elu tefillin shel rosh. That's the shem Hashem nikro lecho v'yorim imeko. That's the seed, the roiv of the shem shaka. Now, let us see again the Gemara's kasha. Holav hochi, if he would hold that anive is mutter, only lo you can make an anive. For Omar Rav Yehuda bereid Rav Shmuel bar Shiles mishmei derav kesher shel tefillin halacha l'moishe misinayu. So what did Rashi say? What's the kasha? The kasha is heichu osui. There's halacha l'moishe misinayu. How the kesher should be made? How the kasha should be made. So what's the kasha? So then the kasha has to be. So how could an aniva be good? An aniva doesn't look like a dalet. That's the kasha. For Amar Rav Nachman, v'noyeyim lebar. How does this come in? Good. That's the hemshech. The shem shakai has to be out b'chutz. Mind, what's Nagei Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shiles Kesher Shal Tfilim Farashilans of the Kesher Shal Tfilim has a Psatzure Halacha L'Moishe Misinai Amar Rav Nachman B'Nayayim Lebal. So we have to know exactly according to Rashi why did the Gemara bring in Rav Nachman's Memra over here? What does this have to the Kash? And for the Gemara, the Oniv Lohu Ke'en Kshira Didu. The Gemara says, you'll make an Anive, Ke'en, it'll also look like a dalet. You can make an Anive, you can make an Lachayra, that's right, the Gemara's Teretz. I say, what did you tell me? It has to have a Tzure. The Gemara says, it's an andere Kasha. It has to have a Tzure. How could an Anive be good? The Oniv Lohu Ke'en Kshira Didu. You can make it like that Kasha. That's L'chayr Pshat according to Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Kesher shel tefillin, halacha l'moishe misinai. Perish bekunteres, halacha l'moishe misinai, heichu osui, how it should be made. Shedoyme l'dalet, betfilosai mistama osui kemin shin, v'ritzu k'vua ben v'roi shakof, v'doyme l'yut, arei shaka. The ein nira l'ri, the ein halacha l'moishe misinai, elashin bulvat. The whole halacha l'moishe mishini is only on the shin. How do I know this? Ki demashme beperik pameh madlik. The koma eloho de toni rab yosef lehuchshiru lemleche shamayim eloir behema teira bilvat. Rab yosef said, a memra of rab reise, that rab yosef said, that when you using oir for meleche shamayim, it has to be from a behema teira. It has to be from a behema teira. So let's see the Bach. This is skipped over a lot of words. Lamai hilchise. So the Gemara asks, what do I need this baraisa that Rabbi Yosef brought to tell me that you need a behema teira? Litvilin. If you say it's going on the parshias of tvilin, tvilin bed yiksiv be lamanti yateres Hashem beficha, minamuta beficha. So memele, you don't need Rabbi Yosef to tell me that it's a pasuk lamanti yateres Hashem beficha. Become elola oiron, that you need the oir of the batim. Oporich v'omar abaye shin. Shel tvilin, and we can go back to Tosfos now, halacha l'moishe misinai. So since it's halacha l'moishe misinai, since the shin of the tvilin is halacha l'moishe misinai, so it also falls into the category of manti yeteres Hashem beficha. So I don't need Rabbi Yosef's memory for the shin. Umishani elol ritzuay sayem. So the Gemara says, no, you need the memory of Rabbi Yosef for the ritzuas. Mlei porich midalet v'yud. So according to Rashi, there's aloch l'moishe misinai. That the dalet v'yud, just like the Gemara held that the shin, just like the Gemara held that the Shin has a din of Teiras Hashem Beficha, because it's the Shem Hashem, that's also Teiras Hashem Beficha, Svi Mutter Beficha. So the Dalet V'yud of the Ratzus also should have a din of Teiras Hashem Beficha. So what's the Gemara's Teiras on the Ratzus? Is Araye Mashmed and Kedusha Elo B'Shin Bulvat. V'hi Davka Alochem, Le'metzinu B'Shemokim She'akesha Kori Dalet. So Memele, so how does Taisus learn? So let's go back to Taisus. How did Taisus learn? So Taisus learned Shav Kesher Shel Tvilin. Now let's learn the Gemara according to Taisus. So let's go to Taisus. So the Gemara fragt, Ha Lavochi Onivu. If he would hold you allowed to make an anive, you'd make an anive. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, that means, if, what did you say? You said, according to Rabbi Yehuda letaimei, that since Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kshira ma'al yise, so that's the only reason you can't make a kasha. But if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Aniva is not Kshira Ma'al Yisa, then you could make a Kesher. For like the Gemara, if it's not a Kesher, V'omar Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shmuel Bashus, Kesher Shel Tzun Aloch, you need a Kesher. You need a Kesher. Kesher Shel Tzun Aloch L'moish Mitzina. How could you tell me that the only, we asked the Kesher, according to Rabbi Yehuda says, Chadoshes is awesome. Chadoshes means there wasn't a Kesher. Like the Gemara, why is it awesome? Make a Kesher. So Moses says, no, Rabbi Yehuda L'taime. So you don't, you're not allowed to make a kasha, because an aniv is a kasha kshira mal yisrael. Aber weist eis von dir abaye, aber if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that aniv is not a kasha, so then Rabbi Yehuda would make it, you'd make a kasha, and chadoshes would also be mutter. Frag the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that aniv is not a kasha, so then it wouldn't be good for the tefillin, because Allah l'moishe m'sinai, you need a kasha. Halach l'moishe because Shmuel Bar Shila said kesher shel tefillin halach l'moishe misinai. So if an aniven is not a kesher, so you can't use an aniven. So why do you have to say Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei? Ba'omar Rav Nachman v'nayein lebar. Taisus learns. We'll see. This is going under it too. So the Gemara the aniv lohu ke'ein kshira didu. The didu is very not clear. The only lohu kain kshir. So you have to understand. So what's the teretz? What's the teretz? So the Lushain Azov says pshat as follows. He says that The Pshat is like this. That Shabbos, that what Aniva does never, those that hold that Aniva does never shame Kesher, he says it doesn't have a shame Kesher le'inyin Shabbos. Because by Shabbos you need melachtoi miskayemes. So it means a Shabbos to get Kesher, it's not. That means that a Shabbos to get Kesher is measured by the Ariches Yomim it will have. Because you need melachtoi miskayemes. So Memele, so that's Pshat. It's not a Shabbos to get Kesher. Oh, but the Ovid, look, it can make it like a Kesher. It means it won't last too long, but it can serve the function of a Kesher. And a Niv also you can make like a Kesher, but it won't last too long. So that's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara Steret. So if Rabbi Yehuda would hold, that you're allowed to make an aniva on Shabbos, so it would be good for tefillin, because by tefillin you don't need a Shabbos to get kesher, as Abi the Ovid l'kain kesher, so memela, that is a shame kesher l'gabi tefillin, even though it's not a kesher l'gabi Shabbos, because there's a zalocha of melachta miskayem. That's what he says pshat in the Gemara. The Merai Meisode wants to fa'emfer Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Tosfos asked Akasha that if you'll say there's a loch l'moishe misinai that the ritzuis have to have oisiyas of the Shem, so just like we say the shin, has to be min amuta beficha, because it's a loch l'moishe misinai you need a shin, so ben meila hu adin, the ritzuis also have to be min amuta beficha, because you need a dalad and a yud. So the Merai Meisode says, "Min amuta beficha loishayech elo b'shin, shehu reish teves Hashem. Hashenken bedalet v'yud ain shum mashmois k'shehen la'atzmo." Exactly what his for is, I don't understand. But Al Kaponim, he seems to be saying that the shin gives it a Torah Shem, and that falls into the category of minamuta beficha. The other two Aishias, even though it's, you need the other two Aishias also, with the shin alone is gonish, but the shin is ascholos Hashem, and ascholos Hashem, that is a din of Torah Hashem beficha. The other Aishias doesn't apply, but the other Aishias, the other Oisius, there's no din of Teres Hashem Beficha. So he says, since the Shin has a Shaiches with the other Paket, the Shin makes the Oisius a Teres Hashem, so therefore, that's why the Baraisa speaks about the Shin. V'omar Rav Yudah bereid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei darav kesher shel tefillin halach l'moishe misinai hu. So kesher shel tefillin halach l'moishe misinai. So Rashi says it means that you need it should have a tzuras Hashem. V'omar Rav Nachman b'nayim labar. So nayim labar Rashi says it's going on the shin. So vikim tarayim the shin do. Because, so, Al Kaponim, according to Rashi, because it seems the Shin makes that the Ksharim get a Torah Shem. So, Alz Boitzach von the Shin. So, the Tzarab said, the Baraisa says, the Rav said, Kesher shall tefillin halacha l'moishe misinai, because there's Allah l'moishe misinai you need Hashem, so memele, so the ksharim is also Allah, because they make up the Shem. Now the Gemara says further, and the hascholas Hashem has to be lebar, the hascholas Hashem has to be lebar, not, and that's the v'ro kishem Hashem nikra lecha. So the hascholas Hashem has to be lebar. So that's why, even though we speak about the Ksharim, according to Rashi, the Gemara brings down the memory of Rav Nachman, V'omar Rav Nachman v'nayayim lebar. Because because that makes that the kasher should have a Torah Shem. Or perhaps maybe we can say a little better. That's the whole reason is v'noyeim lebar. Rashi says als the pasuk v'ro ki shem Hashem nikra lecho. So you see, you have to have Hashem Hashem. So that's gufe the raya that the ritzuas have to be mishtatav to make Hashem Hashem. That could be that's why we asked why have to have this memra of Rav Nachman? He's v'nayim lebar, and Rashi says al tzaposik v'ro. So Mamela, so you see that there has to be a ri of the Shem Hashem. So a kolchoch, the ritzuas are goymer the Shem Hashem. Agavucha the Meiri brings another pshat v'nayim lebar. Rashi says it doesn't have to be between the bottom; it should be towards the outside. And the outside of the bay sachitzain, the Miri has to bring another pshat v'nayehem lebar, that the shin protrudes towards the outside, and it's not to sell it. He's going to sell it. The loikon mimi she'enay mumche, and he's buying it from someone who is not a mumche. And I'm going to sell it now. How do I sell something? Maybe it's not correct. So boydek shtayim shel yad. So you boydek two shel yads, ba'acha shel roish, and one shel roish. Mr. Brustad, you boydek the parshis, for the chseiris and yeseiris, and the tmunas oishis. Oy shtayim shel roish, ba'acha shel yad. And finished. And then, if you see, and if these three tefillin look good, it's kosher, so you can assume that all the tefillin are kosher. Frag the Gemara Monavshech, Im Ichad Gavra Kozovin. So the Gemara, he bought a lot of tefillin from someone. I'll see in Rashi, now this someone got it from someone else. So now, this someone that got it from someone else, who did he get it from? Im Ichad Gavra Kozovin, if a person who sells to a retailer, he's a wholesaler. If he gets it from one source, is livdoik. Why do you have to be boydik? Two tefillin shal yad and one shal roish. Oy shalosh shal yad. And if you'll say that this wholesaler gets from different mekayres, kol chad v'chadli boy bedike. So then it doesn't help to be boydik, three batim, and say that the pile of tefillin is mukzik bekashres. He got it from these tefillin are kosher. The others he got from a different site. The Gemara la'olam michad gav rezot. Usually a person, a wholesaler, gets it from one seifer. Aye, so why do you have to dafke be boydik shal yad and shal roish? You have to know if the sefer is a mumche and ksivis a parshi shel yad v'shel roish. So that is why, but if he's baidik already, the three parshi is, so then he's called a mumche, and then you could be saying all the other tefillin are good. Yeah, I mean, the lomdus of Chazaka is that Rabbi Chanan says, "Amikrais einon masmidais." It means coincidences don't happen too often. It won't happen often. So, Mela, I opened up one bayis. I see it's good. Could be Sotzach Kemachtazoi. Could be he's not a mumchen and Sotzach Kemachtazoi. Two batim could also be, but the person is not a mumche. Three batims, even though one is a shal rosh and two is shal yad, but al kaponim, three times I saw that this seifer wrote kosher tefillin. So it's not a mikre, so I assume that he's a mumche and he knows how to write tefillin. Zot Rashi. Boidik shtayim shal yad v'acha sholosh, v'kivin the hursak b'sholosh. Since we have a chazoke from three tefillin, ave mumche, loikeach hashar, b'loibdikis, and now,
All the rest, he doesn't have to be Baidik, and he's same on the Chazak. In fact, the Gemara Manifshech, Madaita. He Kimloch, if you hold the Gavre, the Mizabin, Tfilet Tuvit. Let's speak about a, theoretically, a person who sells a lot of tefillin, a wholesaler. Michad Gavre Zovin Lehu. He usually gets his source from one person. So then I, if that's what a normal wholesaler does, so this person who sold it to me can also assume he got it Michad Gavre. Is Livdak Sholik Bishol Yad, Sholik Bishol Rosh, but Tizgele Bahochi, Lishazik Bekulu. Why do you have to be Boydik? Shol Yad and Shol Rosh. Kol Chad Vachad Nami. And if you'll say, but he gets it from different sources. Kol tefillin and tefillin. The Shema Misha Mochel Eiseilu Le Mochel Eiseilu. These tefillin were sold from a mumche. These one sold from a mumche. Look the Gemara right. Eini botoni rabba bashmur betefillin. Boidik sholoish shol yad vishol roish. Is this, is a shalosh shal yad, vishal rosh. The more learned, shal rosh means oi shal rosh. My lab, oi shalosh shal yad, oi shalosh shal rosh. So you see, klo, that you don't have to be a chazok in shal yad and shal rosh, one is a ray. The more loi, shalosh, is by the shalosh. Mehen shal yad, mehem shal rosh. So my mele could be, the way we said before, you need take, to be mevara, that is a mumche in the shayam shalosh. Trag the gemore, batoni rav kahane, betrillin, boidik, shtayim, echot shal yad, vechot shal roish. So memele, we see that rav kahane said, you want to be boidik too? And for the gemore, amoni rebbi, the omar betrezim, ne have a chazoke. Rebbi holds that the chazoke comes about after two times. I Rebbe, tomorrow, if this Bereis is going according to Rebbe, Eimer Sefer. Vechein b'tzvas ha-sheini, vechein b'tzvas ha-shlishi. Now, tzvas is, you had a bundle of tefillin. You had a lot of tefillin together. So, Rebbe said that you boidik two tefillin from the first bundle. And you saw two tefillin from the first bundle, so that's good. Vechein b'tzvas ha-sheini, the second bundle, you also boidik two. V'chein b'tzvas ha-shlish in yabaydik, the third bundle. And it would seem that after, if three bundles are good, so mishtam you don't have to be baydik the rest of the bundles. So al kaponim, if it's going according to Rebbe, Rebbe holds two times as a chazake, so not after three bundles you see all the bundles are good, after two bundles you see that all the bundles are good. V'rebbe shlishim yisle. And for the Gemara, may the Rebbe bitzvosim the mitrei plus a gavri zove. Rebbe holds that each bundle is purchased from one source. So if two tefillin from one bundle is good, that whole bundle is good. The other bundle is good. But each bundle can come from a different source. So that's why it's not sufficient if you buy the two bundles and Shalyan Shalosh from two bundles, because that's no Rai in the third bundle. For like the Gemara, if that's the case, Ihochi Afila Revi Nami. So how does it help if you are Baidik two from the third bundle? But the fourth bundle, you also have to be Baidik. Afila Chamisha Nami, the fifth bundle, you also have to be Baidik. So the Gemara Einach Nami, the Taketshu. Vahaydik Toni Shlishi Lafuki Mechazoke. But that what he says, you have to be Baidik 3, he's just telling us that chazokah, there's no chazokah on bundles, because each bundle can come from a different source. That he means 3, he means each bundle needs a bedikah. Laylam afilu revi v'chamishi na. Zogt Rashi. Rebbi hi v'mesechesh yevomis. Hu, ta'oma v'trei zimnei hava chazok. What's Rebbe speaking about? Nises l'rishin umeis. V'sheini yumeis, l'shlishi loy tinosik. So I say this woman has a cheskas katlanis, and she's not allowed to marry anymore. After two times. V'chein b'tzvas ha-sheini, im yiu loy tzvosim halbe, v'chol tzvas tfilim halbe. K'sal k'day tachtori koma. Bodek b'tzvas ha-rishin, shnei tfilim, hukse k'loy say tzvas, that's a good tzvas.
וכן בשני הוזק אמור, וכן בשלישי בקיבן דו הוזק בשלוש הצבוסים שירים, נעשי דו צבוסים הקושר הוזקו כל הצבוסים. אין צורך לבדי כלום. גמור, אמוי דה רבי בצבוסים, בין אחד מוזק בשל חברה, שדח לי כך צבס אחד מאישה, צבס אחד מאישה אחר. לא שם צבס, כמי שאול תשאילו לו מן הצבוסים בירוס. להפוקי מי חזוקי, בשמינה דאף, אגב דבעו מטריה וחזוקי, בצבוסים לסלי לרבי חזוקי, בדיטוני שלישי, וגולי בי, בדגולי בי, והוא הדין לכולו. And you'll have to be baidik, all of that. Zogt Toisvit. Alei keyach tfilin mimi she'enei mumche. Teime, de beperik hatcheles tanya, tfilin yesh lohen bedike. You could be baidik tfilin. So that means it's baidik be baidik. Obo ve'afal pikein pein ninkchem elo mina mumche. That means even though you're baidik tfilin, even though you're baidik tefillin, and they look very good, you shouldn't be samech on that. Ve'nikchim elo min amumche. So memele, so what's pshat of ya, lekeich tefillin mi she'ene mumche, you're baidik. It says that, but even though you could, you don't rely on the b'dik. Ve'ein loy medebeloy b'dik, come out, that's pshat. Tefillin yesh lo b'dik. If you want, you can be baidik tefillin. If you, they look good, you can use them. But if you don't want to look, that's how we'll say pshat. Like Tony says, it says like the Sfarim and Mezuzah, yesh lam bdike. You could be baidik them. So that means if you don't want to be baidik them, you can buy it from anyone. So that's ichas na pshat. So kalchach pshat is that even though you're baidik them, the sakoch of shad is that you have to yeshlam dike, you have to be baidik them, but nikochim mikol adam. And by tefillin, even though you baidik them, you only buy from a mumche. Oy meri the hosam lechatchila koma. Pshat in the bereisim is lechatchila. The ein nikochin elam in a mumche, shlo yitztarech likroye kol atfa ulebaitko. You could be baidik tefillin. But if you buy from not a mumche, but it preferably what you should buy from a mumche, shleitach likhoye kolatfar leboitken. And what's wrong with that? Biki bezoin fill is a bezoin. Biki nami lemeiche shemi yisatzel itroich leboitken. Viyismoich lanichem beloit biki letzerich shot. Och aire bediyevet shekvar lokach. He bought it already. Oike goin sheni meitze mumche liktis mimeno. So here the halacha is that al kapalev he should be baidik. If he can't be mekayim de lechatchila from ve'ena nikchen elamina mumches al kapalev, so he has to do what is meiker, then he has to be baidik there. We had in the Mishnah matzon tzvosin oy krichais. Mai tzvosim umai krichais. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, heinen tzvosim, heinen krichais. Both are bundles of tefillin. Tzvosim zovi zovi. Tzvosim are bundles of tefillin that the shel yad and shel rosh are tied together. Kriches the krichan tuve, but each one is bazunda. Let us see Rashi. Zovi zovi, shel rosh v'shayat kshurim yachad. V'chein harbe kishrei zug v'tzvas achaz. The krichan tuve ki adodi together v'ein beiz beiz kshurim. So what did it say in the Mishnah? So if a person found a lot of tefillin, bundles of tefillin, so here it says, machshich aleihem umeviya. Here it says, you're not machnisha zug. No, you're machshich aleihem. You stay there till Meitzoy Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara b'amai, la'ailinu zug. Bring it in zug. So there's a lot of tefillin, so we'll go back. Omar Rav Yitzchak Bereida Rav Yehuda Ledidi Mepo Shalei Minei Da'ad Kol She'ilu Machnison Zug V'kol Eis Kaidim Shkiya Sachama If Lamaise he's able to be matzel the tefillin all the tefillin, he's able to bring them in before Shkiyas Achame, and Achanami, Machnisen Zug Zug, Viloi, but if he will be unable to bring in all the tefillin, so he has to go there back at night to bring the rest of the tefillin. So then we tell him, so then we tell him, Lachatchila, you should stay there and wait till Meitzoy Shabbos and bring in all the tefillin. Let us see Rashi. Filav she'enam kolos koinem shkiyas achamam. Dahoyil butzoich litzoich v'lach v'mishet echshach. That means, I v'say he's mechuyev to go back. Meitzoy Shabbos to take them. Machshev achshav aleihem v'yitlem yachat. So we tell him he should remain there already. Dachsach me'er pshat in this halacha is, and Taisvis had said that the whole Indian of bringing in tefillin, so Taisvis says, the leimintari machmas kalbi, that the klovim will be mevaza the tefillin. So by Emerson, machnison zug zug, if you have a lot of tefillin and he could bring it back before the Shkiyah, it's also not a lechatchila dekeitze, because while he's bringing in one pair, the other tefillin are not minter minaklovim. Now, weiss doch ois, I'm doing the best I can do. I mean, I'm oisik. It's mutl on me to be matzel the tefillin. I can only be matzel one at a time. Then Chazal were not matzel on him, he should stay there. It's not geschmack to stay there. We're speaking about a getreffer doten. Marshach aleim, sestake finster doten. It's he stays there. It's in the middle of nowhere. He has to stay there. So if the person does not want to be marshach aleim, and he's oisik in that solar, so he said, if you want, you can do that. But if he doesn't, if Saibesal have to go back there at night, so can't doch nicht ois drehen from being there at night. So then we tell them, so they have to be there side by side, so better stay lechatchila there. And therefore, so that then we mechayev him to be machshech alein. Zog the Gemara weiter, ubi sakone, oh, let us see Tosfos. Mitzoon tzvosim oikrichos machshech alein. Teime. B'chadosh is nami the evshe likshe l'fi emes. What is the taish chadosh is? That it did not mekusha a mile yitzach la'achshech aleim v'shum b'zoyin tefillin. According to the maskonos ha'gemore, the whole reason chadosh is you leave over there is because he has no way to get them back. Taktach taish al-tachagotay tzad ma'achshech aleim. V'shloimed the b'yishonis bavke d'chozo la'achnis zug-zug also takona filuk shein merubin ben kolis koidim shkiyas achamet. That means the lechatchila de kechiyav was to be machnes. Then if you can't be machnes, so then it's machshech. But something that this is bechlal, alav, barach, nose, so then they weren't matel achiyav to be machshech. Ubesakone mechason boilach. The Mishnah says weiter, when is he mechuyev to stay there? When there's no sakona. But if it's a sakona, he just covers them up and leaves. Heck, you go over a sanya b'sakona, meilichen poches miyar ba'amis. A sakona, he carries them. He carries poches miyar ba'amis. Oma rab loikashe, ho b'sakona snochi, ho b'sakona slitem. Zot Rashi. Meilichon kulam poches dal damis kaidim shegiel arba amos yamid lofush v'chayze v'aylach poches me'arba amos v'chein tomit nashte kol zimne avakire v'anoche v'enkan havoras arba amos yachad. So there's no one havor of dal damis b'sakonis. So the meilus, so the Gemara answers like this: b'sakonis oiv de gilulim de mevazululit filim. So then is meilichon. Then you don't leave it there. Then there were matter, pachas and taladamis. Pesakonis listem Yisrael, the kotulay mishum mamoinai. Uletvilulay mevazilu. So then is mechasam.